This is Akashvani, the news read by Manoj Singh Rana. All states and UTs expressed unanimous solidarity and support to the armed forces on Operation Sindhu during the Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog in Delhi today. Briefing the media in New Delhi this evening, Niti Aayog CEO BVR Subramaniam said there was anger over what happened in Pahalgam and everybody commended the role and valour of defence forces and leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He said that during the meeting, Prime Minister emphasised that achieving the goal of Vikasit Bharat would require the strength of Team India, which was shown during Operation Sindoor.
Operation Sindoor is not a show of army strength. It has to be converted to social strength because society came out and supported our action. Similarly, Vikasit Bharat is not the idea of a chief minister or an individual or anybody in the system. It has to get converted into a people's movement.
Mr. Subramaniam said Prime Minister Modi also urged states to focus on boosting exports and emphasized the importance of the One District, One Product initiative.
The government has been signing a lot of FTAs. More are in the pipeline. We need to leverage the FTAs. And to leverage that, he wanted states to start thinking on those lines. He also talked about the ODOP, One District, One Product program, which he had. But it's not about just One District, One Product. He wanted that to be made world class. How do you make it world class? Through quality, through marketing, through packaging, so that people feel like owning it. There is a huge world outside which has a demand for local, ethnic, identified stuff. There's a huge global market. States need to work to tap that.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 122nd episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. In Chhattisgarh, security forces successfully neutralized two high-ranking members of the banned CPI Maoist group in Sukma and Bijapur districts. The encounters, which took place on Thursday, saw a fierce exchange of fire between the armed cadres and personnel from DRG Sukma Bijapur, STF, Cobra and CRPF. The first encounter occurred in the dense forest of Pesaipad within Sukma district, where security forces engaged in prolonged combat with the Maoists. Meanwhile, the second encounter took place in the Tumrail area of Bijapur district, where forces launched an offensive based on intelligence indicating Maoist activity along the Sukma-Bijapur border. Southwest monsoon has set in over Kerala today, 8 days before the normal date. This is the earliest date of monsoon onset over Kerala since 2009, when it hit on the 23rd of May. With the arrival of the southwest monsoon, a very heavy rain alert has been issued in Kerala for the coming days. In Bangladesh, planning advisor Dr. Wahiduddin Mahmood today said that the chief advisor of the interim government, Mohammed Yunus, will remain in the interim government, which is committed to completing its assigned responsibilities. Meanwhile, as per the media reports, members of the interim government's advisory council held a closed-door meeting today amid ongoing political unrest. The US administration has taken significant steps to lift sanctions on Syria following President Donald Trump's earlier pledge to assist the war-torn country in its recovery efforts. The US Treasury Department issued a general license that clears the way for transactions involving Syria's interim government as well as its central bank and state-owned enterprises. In badminton, Ace Shuttler Kidambi Srikant has stormed into the men's singles final of the Malaysia Masters with a thrilling victory over Japan's Yushi Tanaka in Kuala Lumpur. 32-year-old Srikant defeated Tanaka in straight games 21-18, 24-22 in the semi-final. With this win, Kidambi Srikant has become the first Indian shuttler to make it to the BWF final this year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.